Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Radio Law Talk on your favorite station. See, I can generically say that your favorite station, and you know what? It's our favorite station if you're listening to it on that station, because we love it that they carry the show. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny here on Radio Law Talk this morning. To my right, in the usual position of prominence after rocking out last night, and she'll explain that, Denise Dirks. Denise, how are you?
I am great. I had the best time.
And
I'm back.
You are back. You were gone last week. Last week, what was it? Last week, there was a story that we covered that, oh, I wish you had been here. The looks you would have given me and Fred if you had been here.
I think it was the Wire Brassiere story.
That it was.
Oh,
it was
yeah. That was third hour, huh?
Third hour, and it was the wire bras that were setting off the metal detectors going into the jail. And two employees of the jail settled their lawsuits against the jail for discrimination because of that. They walked away with
$400,000, I think.
$405,000, something like that.
Yeah.
One got more than the other. One got like $220,000. The other got $150,000. It wasn't based on size.
Oh, you mean one of the girls? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was that one had retired and she got a lower amount. The one who was still employed that had to. Lost your job or something like that.
That happens to me all the time.
Really?
It does. Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? When you know the bailiffs, it's okay. You know?
Oh, and this is something I don't understand. I know I've been in some fairly secure environments. After about 15 days, I'll show my ID and they'll wave me on through. Everything's okay. But, you know, but I guess the real sticklers now, they just check you every time and do the whole steal.
Well, I think they have to.
I could see that for the jail because, look, if it got to the point where you were just waved on through after a period of time, then you become the person that folks trying to get contraband into the jail would say, hey, since they never check you, could you, smuggle
help this in
or whatever. And the comment that I made last week was akin to, well, if somebody had a need for an underwire bra, there's probably a lot of real estate to hide stuff.
Product placement, Todd.
Yes, exactly. That might be why they would check for that.
That reminds me, last night I didn't have any place to put the napkins. I went and got hot dogs and drinks and stuff.
Well, sure, yeah.
And so I just stuffed them in my top, and people were laughing at me. I mean, there was no place. I didn't have pockets.
Well, what else can you do?
Hey, Denise.
Yes.
My eyes are up here. Okay.
And I had to.
And you're looking at my Mighty Ducks there, Todd.
Hey.
And for the record, she is wearing a shirt that says Mighty Ducks Fighting Ducks.
Okay. Well.
That is because she's a alum of the University of Oregon who have they lost yet?
No, well, they lost the first game, and then they have surprisingly.
They took care of my Brigham Young University, but the crowd was very rude to the founding fathers of Brigham Young.
They were.
I was very disappointed in that.
And so was USC.
Yes.
So there were two of them that got kind of bad raps for what they were saying, and I really apologize for that, honestly.
Well, it wasn't you. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't me, but it was somebody that was a crowd that I identify with, and I think that they were wrong, and hopefully that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, you know, so if you're apologizing for the conduct of the crowd,
yes,
I will be
the student section.
Then I will be the one who apologizes for the manner of play on the field by BYU because it was a terrible game.
My goodness,
oh my
that
gosh,
was awful.
You guys,
And of course, now, Oregon was very good. Their line play was clearly superior to Brigham Young, and that's where you win and lose the game, and they were just much better there. So.
Yeah, they're just starting to gel. They're a new team, and they really are just starting to gel together, and I'm really happy to see it.
Brigham Young is waiting for the pectin to take hold. They haven't gelled yet on every level.
So you know how we give our disclaimers on radio? So Radio Law Talk is for entertainment purposes. Do not take anything we say here seriously. Do not quote us in a court of law. Now, we have to say that as a law show because there is the distinct possibility that somebody could take this seriously and want to quote this and use this, and we give that disclaimer. But note that when we talk about college football and athletics, it's pretty much assumed that there ain't anybody out there that's going to take anything we say seriously and rely on that for any purpose whatsoever.
And the one time Denise Dirk's comment came up before the Supreme Court, the judge said, "I know, I heard the show." And that's it.
There you go. And by the way, that silky voice you hear behind, from us it's behind the glass, is none other than Cal Hunter.
Behind the glass on your radio.
Yes, he's got a face for radio. He's got a voice for newsprint.
Thank you.
Cal Hunter.
Yeah, voice for newspaper and a face for radio, even though he was a former TV news guy.
You know, I looked up some old Cal Hunter.
I wasn't as ugly then as I am now.
And stuff. And, you know, he had the darker hair.
Yes, that was very nice.
And a good size noggin on you there, Cal. It was like I could see the folks of Reading tuning in saying, "Hey, if forehead length is any estimation, that guy is a genius."
Well, remember, ABC's, two of ABC's top news dogs had heads that made them look like a bobblehead doll. That was Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel was about 5'6", and his head was about the size of a Mercedes. And then the guy that used to work for Bill Clinton, what's his name, Stephanopoulos?
George Stephanopoulos.
Same thing. He's a little short guy with a great
big head. He's a little short guy, but he's a hunk.
Well, there you go, a cute short guy.
Well, have you ever met him in person?
I've never met him in person, but I love what his wife said. His wife was telling a story about all these women, you know, talking about him and, you know, saying he was so cute and stuff. And her two daughters, they're like, "Why are women talking about daddy on the show, on the TV, Mom? Why are they talking about daddy?"
Oh, man.
Because daddy pays them, dear. Because daddy pays them.
And tips them well. They're hairdressers.
Well, yes. Yeah. You often wonder about the people that have crushes, and then they meet them in person, and, like, the women are taller than the dude. It's like, huh. You know, didn't expect to see that.
So the Tom Cruise syndrome.
Yes. It's like a... Anyway, we digress. This is Radio Law Talk, not Tinder for celebrities. So,
no. And we have a lot of good topics today.
We do. We've got Alec Baldwin update, a possible filing there that we've got...
Legal or criminal or civil on the Baldwin thing?
Oh, criminal.
There you go.
And there should be a lot of worry.
Yes. And then Johnny Depp, it wouldn't be a Radio Law Talk if we didn't mention Johnny Depp in some way, shape, or form.
Criminal or civil?
It's, well, it could lead to something quasi-civil. Yes. But it is, you know, the rumors have been confirmed. Dating his attorney.
Well, that's okay now,
but maybe not the one you think.
I mean, isn't that okay now? Now that they're not in court.
Well, we'll see.
We shall see.
Well, I didn't mean okay. Like, is it going to last? I just meant is it the attorney's okay because she's.
Well,
not
you will have to.
We will have to see. Stop trying to give away the.
There's a suspense in there.
You know,
okay, cool.
What else do we have? Oh. How drunk do you have to be to flunk a polygraph test? Just keep that in mind. How drunk do you have to be to flunk a polygraph test, and how much can it cost you? That's a story we'll cover. We also have a couple other things in the criminal law realm, civil laws, update on the Sly Stallone drama with his, at one time, wife. And what does the future hold? You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We come back. Cal's going to have teed up for us a case or no case. We'll do that, and then we'll get to all the law stuff. That's a legal term.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to Red Fork, Oklahoma, on case or no case. You'll love the journey. Just buckle yourself in. We'll continue with Radio Law Talk after we break away. Stay tuned. Much more coming up.
You found Radio Law Talk.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. That dirty car, Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Is this real life?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
All right, so here we are back at Radio Law Talk. Now, we do this thing. For those of you that may not have ever heard our show before, or new listeners tuning in, we do this thing called Case or No Case, where Cal risks his eternal soul by trying to bear false witness, to lie to us about a case. Is he lying? Is he telling the truth? He'll give us a scenario, and then Denise and I have to offer an opinion as to whether what he has told us is a true case that actually happened or a figment of his imagination. And if it's a true case, what the outcome was of it. So, Cal.
And we're playing for points, by the way. They
yes,
get points. And also a free a meal provided by the people who do not win. So there is something at stake. There's a little skin in the game. And Denise, of course, hates to lose. I'm just
now
I'm
it's
just,
time to play. Case
no, I just love to win.
Yay! Fair enough. Let's see how you do on this one. Red Fork, Oklahoma, where Rodney Kilrose had a neighbor who would just not move his 40-foot-long trailer off of Kilrose's property. It had been there for 4 years. So Kilrose thought, well, maybe I can just take it and keep it. So he got some air in the tires and moved the trailer over into his barn. The neighbor, Keith Wickham, came over sputtering and yelling and screaming and threatening to call the police. Kilrose said to Wickham, I thought you'd given it to me since you left it at my place for 4 years. And you owe me for storage, which would be about the $2,000 value of the trailer. Wickham said you can't do that. So he went to an attorney to see if he could get his trailer back. Well, mostly to see if he had a case or no case. Denise Dirks, what do you think?
I'm still writing.
Okay.
Down.
Well, that means you're thinking about it.
I am thinking about it.
Todd's looking over your shoulder, in case you're wondering.
You better not be looking anything up on the internet.
No.
Oh, I'm. I would not. I would not do that.
He only does that after the cases are over.
Yes.
So.
Because I have to fact check, Cal.
And that's fair enough. Yeah. You did get me one time, and I appreciate
yes.
that. Yeah. Okay. So what do you think?
So you know, this is an interesting scenario, because on the one hand, it could raise the idea of adverse possession, right? That did the neighbor actually become and adversely possess the property where the trailer was because it was open and notorious? And if Oklahoma has that type of a law where 4 years adverse possession, then perhaps the owner of the property is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The other thing is when you take custody, if you will, of somebody else's property, you create what's called a bailment, and then you have duties as the bailor and holder of the property. So what are the owner of the property's duties to his neighbor with regard to the trailer? So I think those are interesting legal questions, and so I really like this scenario because I think you know, you put some thought into this one.
When you were making it up.
Which means
I do think that this is a case, and I think that the owner of the property loses. And he may lose land, but certainly he's going to lose the trailer.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Kuhn, what do you think about this?
Okay, so I just want to clarify.
Here we go.
So yeah, party A and party B. Which party was the owner of the trailer?
The guy who left it on party A's. That's party B. Party B left the trailer on the property of party A for 4 years.
And the only question here is whether or not party A can keep the trailer. It has nothing to do with the property. It just has to do with the trailer that's on the property.
That's how I presented the case.
Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of a trailer is this? It's like a
40-footer.
A 40-footer, like, as in
Stock trailer.
Okay, stock trailer. Okay, yeah. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't a dwelling.
It's Oklahoma, so. After all.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, you know, there's also this thing called conversion in the law. And, you know, I think that I'm going to say that this is a case, all right? But I'm going to say that both of them end up having causes of action. The owner of the trailer has a cause of action for conversion, because just because he left it there doesn't mean that the owner of the property had the right to convert that trailer to his own property. It's a type of theft if he refuses to give it back. But by the same token, the owner of the property has a right to say, look, you left this here. I'm entitled to compensation because you encumbered my property with this trailer that was here. And so it's a case, and ultimately, the judge rules you guys go work this out, and dismisses it. Because they, you know, the guy gets his trailer back, the other guy doesn't get anything. The court dismisses the case and tells them, just you guys just get along.
So figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's figure it out.
So I'll say it's a case, and the court dismisses it and tells them to figure it out.
I think he could have, the owner of the property could have filed with the DMV equivalent in Oklahoma saying it was abandoned on my property for 4 years.
He may have. I just think that given that this is Oklahoma and sometimes you get a judge like, all right, boys, let me explain to you how many beans make five. Stop taking up my time with all this garbage and get out of here. You guys work this out. Don't make me put one of you over my knee.
Well, what happened was...
Do tell.
This appeared in a very small newspaper as an article and as no case. But wasn't it interesting?
Yes, it was. Yes.
But you see how attorneys can make a case out of a scenario.
Yeah, exactly. And also you see where they were instructed to work it out, and the trailer owner did compensate the guy part of the value for storage.
You know, I'm waiting for the day when a judge who listens to our show, after all the arguments of attorneys, turns it over to the jury and says, this is now yours to determine case or no case. That would be awesome. If that came to me in a transcript, I think I'd retire right then. I can get no better.
I would love it. I'd write a book then. We'll call it Goose. Wait, check. No, never mind. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. More Radio Law Talk coming up with Todd and Denise and another case or no case next hour. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers...
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Republican governors should welcome the influx of migrants coming across the southern border because they can, quote, pick the crops in their states.
We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Her comments came as a response to the transportation of migrants to New York City, Washington, D.C., and other localities that have touted themselves as sanctuaries for illegal immigrants by Republican governors such as Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Where's Fred?
Boys are weird.
I'm mean at this time.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
You know, we live in an age where almost everything at this point is captured visually because of pictures. Everybody's walking around with camera phones and images and stuff. I looked at the number of images I had of my kids growing up, and I think it's in the thousands. You know, when I was born, I was the third of three kids, or third of seven kids. When my older brother was born, the baby book was filled in. There were a bunch of pictures. My older sister was born, baby book with a bunch of pictures. By the time I was born, I got the, birth to age eight. Yeah, here's a lock of Todd's hair, you know, and he grew in favor of man. It's not a whole lot, but that's not the case today. And the taking of pictures is also a way that people sometimes... I can't even say this with a straight face. Commemorate their love in a tasteful manner. Sometimes one person will take pictures
tasteful
of themselves.
Tasteful manner? Come on.
Yes. Some person will take pictures with a professional photographer.
Are you serious?
They will. They will take pictures of themselves with a professional photographer, sometimes boudoir. But they still do, and they give them to their significant other. Denise, can that practice possibly come back to haunt somebody, even if they were giving them to somebody that they were married? Can that happen?
Yes, it can, and it could be very dangerous for both parties, actually. Who owns those pictures?
Yes.
It's a gift, right?
Well, unless the photographer's copyrighted the photos, he may own them in that sense.
Well, he does own the what are they called?
The negative.
The film.
Or the digital image.
Exactly.
The gift that keeps on giving, if you will. But can it happen? That's one question. Are we aware of an instance where this might have actually come back to haunt somebody?
Well, it happens all the time. In my case, actually, a lot of parties will fight over photos and family photos and, you know, memorial photos and different types of photos. And usually what happens is they make a copy of them, and somebody gets the originals and somebody gets the copy.
But have you ever had a case? Have you ever had a case where, let's say the wife went and had professional photos taken of her and only her? Nobody else is in the picture but her. And she gave them as a gift to the husband, and the husband is fighting now in the divorce to be able to maintain and keep those pictures.
I've never had that exact issue, but I've had fights over toys.
Okay, yes.
You mean intimate object
yes.
toys?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gee.
Yes.
Well, let's keep it to pictures. Did this
well,
happen?
Maybe they were in the... No, the toys weren't in the...
Cal.
I'm just asking hard questions.
Cal. I commend you for the hard-nosed journalist
Thank you.
Did this happen in Utah?
This happened in Utah. And there was a judge that, first of all, it's kind of amazing that it got before a judge. But they were fighting over certain personal property, and they couldn't agree upon what husband was going to get, what wife was going to get, and so they put it to a judge. And in Utah, this judge heard entire testimony regarding this. He heard that this beautiful boudoir book, which contains some new photos of wife,
was nude photos with a D, right?
Yeah, nude.
Okay. It sounded like you said new.
Oh no, nude.
Nude.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did he ask to inspect the?
Cal, we weren't going to go there.
I'm just asking. How, if you're a judge, wouldn't you have to look that over?
He did.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
I don't know. I just don't know that he had to ask.
No, and here's what he said. You know, I think I'll hang on to these for the next little while. No,
he said, I'm keeping my robe on.
Good. That's good news.
Wow. So anyway, it got all the way to the judge. Our husband argued that these were true artistic impressions, that it was memories for him and very special to him. He wanted to remember the love that they had.
Well, sure.
He wanted to remember his wife in certain, now his ex-wife in certain ways, and that it was really important to him. And then wife argued that these are pictures of me. These are pictures of me in intimate moments. These are my pictures, and what is he going to do with them, and how do I make sure he's not going to distribute them, and, you know, all the concerns that was there.
Yeah.
And you know what the judge did?
What?
He balanced the interest.
Yeah, I don't know what interests he balanced, but do tell. What are the interests? Because, look, one of the pictures was posted, not one of the new ones, and there was a balancing going on.
No, he got the scissors and cut them in half and said, you get one half and you get the
Yes, the Solomon-esque.
The Solomon-esque decision, no.
He said that husband gets the album, wife has to turn it over to him because he had a substantial interest in the memories and the words. Memories and words. That to me was like totally crazy. And it made me think about how I would handle it if I was the judge in this case. I don't know that I would have made that same decision. And wife objected to that. And the judge kind of gave her a little conciliatory order and said, yes, you have to hold on to the original until December. And you can give it to a third person to edit the photos so that your body parts are out.
This isn't the right memories, but it's the one from Cats.
Darn it. I'm sorry.
Might be appropriate.
So there was one thing that I read that the wife had asked the judge. And she says, I just want to clarify. You are ordering me, and I think this frames the issue for an appeal so nicely. She says, you are ordering me to turn over nude photographs of myself to a third party to then give to my ex-husband without my consent. You frame it that way? And it makes the judge's ruling...
It looks ridiculous.
It looks absolutely ridiculous.
It does.
absolutely crazy.
So the good news, if there's good news in this, is that the original photographer who did own the rights to the negatives decided to step in and actually revise and edit the pictures. Even though initially that photographer said, look, this is art. I don't want to revise it. It's my art. I'm not changing it.
Which is his right, of course.
Yeah, his or her
right,
for sure.
Yeah.
And to me, that may give wife a little comfort in that somebody that took the pictures is going to be editing them. And hopefully, wife does have a burning party at the end.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting about this is this happens so much today. The big thing in a local high school where I work was there were high school kids sending naked pictures of their body parts around to each other, not realizing that that stuff can live forever online.
And it's also a federal crime.
Yeah, but, well, there was that too. But you don't understand the implications of these kinds. And she didn't understand the long-term implications of sending this, what at the time must have been a very tender gift that she gave her husband.
Exactly. And I think this is going to make women and men think about these types of books and stuff. And maybe, I kind of think it's going to come up. You know where it's going to come up? In a prenuptial agreement.
Could be. What about the photographer?
In fact, I'm going to put that in my prenuptial agreement.
Can the photog get them to sign an agreement? This is my art. Leave it alone. You know, this is going to go out as is. I mean, does a photographer have any rights that way to protect the integrity of his artistic expression? Is that a dumb question?
I don't know that he has much recourse here. Maybe he or she could intervene in the case and try that, but I don't see that that's going to go very far.
So I'm thinking back to just, boy, this is going to be really tangential legal reasoning, but hey, we're lawyers. It's what we do, right? Do you remember the case that we did a long time ago about Five Points where they had
yes,
artists came
love
in
that case.
And the artists were actually able to assert a property right over the property owner because that was superior to the property owner's right because their art was on the wall of a piece of property that the property owner owned.
And he consented to the art being there.
Yes.
In fact, made lots of money.
Oh, this is that building in New York
yes.
you're talking
yeah,
about,
Five
right?
Points.
Yes,
uh-huh.
So
Five
by,
Points.
So by a parity of reasoning, I'm thinking, well, if an artist can assert a right over a property owner, when the property owner, because the property owner at one time consented, I could see a photographer trying to assert a right because of the medium, or right because of the medium, above the subject that was photographed because it was consented to at the time.
Agreed.
And there was no turning over of the copyright to the person that had the pictures taken.
I agree.
It could be an issue.
Thank you for summing up my question. Thank you. Because I was thinking to myself, yeah, I mean, the artist has to have something to say in this eventually, doesn't he? I mean, it's his work.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder if prior to the picture being taken, because we're going to break, somebody said, say cheese. We'll be back after this with some more Radio Law Talk. Moving on from memories.
Smiles we gave to one another.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cape.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Well, you know, we're going to stick with the family law theme here. The family law theme, because Sylvester Stallone, well, we covered a case. He and his wife, Jennifer Flavin, had filed for divorce not too long ago, and there's an update as to the status of that divorce. You know, Barbra Streisand sometimes just says it best. Sometimes
with Lionel Richie this time.
Oh, this is Lionel Richie.
I have different versions, so I'm not going to.
Oh, which one is this?
This is the Lionel Richie Barbra Streisand version of The Way We Were.
Oh, God.
I love that song.
All right. Well, apparently.
Wow, look at that picture.
Sticking with Lionel Richie, Jennifer Flavin has said, "Hello. Is it me you're looking for still, Sly?" What happened, Denise?
Well, you know, Jennifer filed for divorce in August. And she filed for divorce, you know, based upon irreconcilable differences. But also, she stated a fault in there. She said that he was squandering marital assets. And so she was pretty upset that he was, you know, using these assets, not talking to her about the finances, allegedly.
So the dog was not the problem, but was just emblematic of him just doing stuff with their mutual assets.
Right. With that, the dog could have been part of that, I'm just doing what I want and not discussing anything with my spouse. You know, which sometimes that's a very important communication you have to have. You know, it's like, what's his name? The soccer player that bought the soccer team. No, not the soccer player.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds,
yes,
bought a soccer team without his wife knowing, and she was really mad.
That seems like a big purchase.
It's a big purchase. So whatever Stallone was doing was upsetting Jennifer Flavin.
So a question about squandering assets or those kind of allegations. Does there have to, is there like a certain percentage of total net worth? For example, Stallone is worth $400 million by some estimates, right? Let's say that's true, $400 million. Is going out and buying a dog for $1,000 going to be deemed, when you're worth $400 million, squandering of assets? I could see how Ryan Reynolds, let's say he's worth $20 or $30 million and goes and buys a soccer team that represents 25% of his net worth. I could see why somebody would have a problem with that. But is there a percentage, or is it just case-by-case basis?
Well, it's obviously going to be case-by-case, depending on the circumstances of the people and depending on the state laws, right?
Yes.
So some states have no fault, doesn't matter. Some states have fault, and it matters. And if it mattered in this case, then I would say it would have to be, you know, squandering would have to be a good percentage of the community estate, if you will.
Who would write a law about squandering? I mean, it's not a matter of civil law. What constitutes squandering, is it?
Well, squandering is not the legal term. The term is a breach. Well, in California,
but it's a cool word.
It's a breach of fiduciary duty.
There you go.
Number one. Number two, it could be considered waste. Like, let's say the dog goes in and ruins the carpet, and the house has to be redone because of the dog. You know, that could be considered waste of the property. So there's different kinds of notions, if you will, about your obligations to your spouse, and it changes literally state by state.
What about getting Botox or cool sculpting? Asking for a friend, but what just curious, could that be?
Well, I've had cases where where one of the spouses wants the money back for cosmetic surgery that was elective. Yes, I've seen that. And who owns that, you know, cosmetic surgery?
Right. And there was a case or no case of the guy from India, remember, who sued his wife because he had what he thought were ugly children.
That was China.
Where the
yes.
wife had so much work done.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's that too.
And that's not just China. There's a secondary case, I believe, too.
So going back to a case that we had last hour, where the boudoir photos, just
right
off the top of my head. What if the subject of the photos might have been cosmetically enhanced and he paid for those? does he like, that's my property?
Well, in community property states, it's community. Okay. Doesn't matter who pays for what.
I bet it was a community.
Right? So just say it there.
So,
you guys have to understand that Todd doesn't just come with these questions. Todd comes with amazing gestures and facial expressions.
What are you talking about?
We're saying we should be on the YouTube channel, and that's all we're saying.
No, that's why we're no longer on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, when Todd says he paid for half of that property, you can imagine.
look, I'm just trying to keep myself abreast of the law.
There you go.
If we stick here with Stallone, though, so what happened here? They filed for the divorce, but what is the...
The important thing here is that they have reconciled. They decide to work on their marriage. And there was a very cynical, very high-powered attorney that said, well, they probably did that because they didn't want to look bad to public, their friends,
nonsense,
their family.
Nonsense.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
What about the sanctity of the marriage? Todd, what about the sanctity of the marriage?
What about the sanctity of the marriage? And what about the revenue from the new blockbuster hit that he has just released called The Samaritan that was released on Amazon Prime? Now, normally...
Which I watched, by the way.
Movies that go straight to video...
Yeah, don't watch it.
I liked it. Movies that go straight to video are usually like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And I thought... Because Jennifer Flavin filed for divorce before the movie released. And when she said squandering of assets, my thought was, I know Stallone's a producer on that movie. She said, you did what? You sunk your money into this movie
that's
straight
to
video?
She saw the CGI video game scene. I'm telling you, there are some scenes in there.
It's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible. And then it gets released. And whatever you personally think about the movie, it's doing very well for Amazon, and it's making money. And you know, now I agree. What about the sanctity of marriage and the balance sheet? The sanctity of the income and the fact that he's also got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 coming out in 2023 that he is in. Now, he didn't write produce that, but he plays in it. And so it's like, huh, well, if I hold out a little longer, I mean, let's put it this way, Denise. From a community property standpoint, if Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 made during the marriage, she's still entitled to the proceeds of that revenue moving forward because it was something that he participated and created while they were married, right?
Community property,
okay.
Yes.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is coming out in 2023. If it came out while they were separated or divorced, she might not have as much a claim, but if she holds out for another year after the movie is actually released and then separates, hey, she may be entitled a little more bank. I mean, sanctity of the marriage, notwithstanding.
Okay, so the cynic amongst us rears his ugly head. I'm here thinking it's love, and, you know, they really want to keep their family together. And as a divorce attorney, I love the good, happy story like that. Now, there's another divorce case we have to talk about, or at least touch upon, so we can end the theme.
Okay, what's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, yes, the rumor.
Her husband just filed for divorce.
And why did he do that?
Oh.
Now, where do you start?
Don't get Denise.
I have no idea why he did that.
There's what we can speculate to, and then there's what was in the filings.
Okay.
Right, and he does recognize in his filings that she's a great mom, and their family is the most important thing they've done together. But they're on different paths, if you will, and he's ready to end the marriage. And
so like Tom Brady and Giselle, allegedly?
It looks like that. It kind of looks like that because he does mention that, you know, that she was reelected and she's not home often. And, you know, it's just
now, look,
kind of, you know,
Denise,
growing apart.
As a divorce attorney, I'm sure you probably see this scenario a lot where there's a certain lifestyle that two people have together that is their lifestyle and what's normal for them for quite a period of time. And then there will be a change maybe. And in this case, it was somebody becoming elected to a congressional seat and spending a lot of time in Washington. And that change can oftentimes create real friction in a marriage, can it not?
It can.
Yeah.
Any kind of distance between two people can create that. It's a hard time if you are separate and distinct from each other. Their children are all over the age of 18 now, so it looks like he waited until they were all grown and out of the house. So we'll have to follow that if it gets interesting. Right now, not so much.
And look, I don't want to... Marriage is all about love. Just sometimes it's the love of money. But anyway, with that, Cal... Take us out.
Love of money, love of power, love of the nice car, love of who knows. But we hope you have a love of Radio Law Talk. And in the event of a divorce, you can both listen because it's free on many radio stations and at RadioLawTalk.com. So stay tuned. The program will continue next hour at 6 minutes after. As we put hour number one in the broadcast history books. We'll be back at 6 after.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.